Well, today, November 30th, is the feast day of St. Andrew the Apostle. St. Andrew was the brother of St. Peter, and like his brother, he was born in Bethsaida, near the Sea of Galilee, and he grew up as a fisherman. He and his brother Peter were partners in the fishing industry, along with James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And we know that John the Baptist had been preaching up to this point, and Andrew was a follower of John the Baptist. So we already see God's grace working in his life. He was already following John the Baptist. And it was John the Baptist who pointed out to Andrew, "Behold, there is the Lamb of God," one day when the Lord was walking by. And it said that Andrew followed Jesus. And then Jesus turned around and said, "What are you looking for?" And they said, "Lord, where are you staying?" And he said, "Come and see. Come and follow me." So Andrew is the first one ever to become a disciple of Christ. He's the first apostle. He's called the Protoclete, which means the first one called. And after Andrew got to meet the Lord, he was so excited he went back and told Peter, "We have found the Messiah." So it was then Peter who would eventually meet the Lord. And that's where today's gospel picks up. They were fishing, and that's when the Lord came and called them, called Peter and Andrew, James and John. It says immediately they left everything and followed Christ. So we see this immediate response to follow the Lord. Well, they would spend 3 years with the Lord. They would witness his first miracle at Cana. They would go throughout Galilee and Judea on the different preaching assignments. They were there for the Jerusalem and the Passion, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and then, of course, Pentecost. We know that after Pentecost, St. Andrew would go to Greece, and he would spread the Catholic faith in Greece and Scythia, and he was crucified in Patras about the year 70 AD, and his symbol is a cross shaped like an X. St. Andrew was crucified on an X-shaped cross, so whenever you see his Holy Card or picture, you see this X-shaped cross. Because of his close connection to Greece and having evangelized there, he's very popular among the Greeks. He is the patron saint of Constantinople and also the patron saint of the Greek Orthodox Church. He has become also the patron saint of Russia and Scotland because of the great golf course named after St. Andrew. Because of that, he's one of the greatest saints of all time, right? Because of his connection with golf. Well, what we see with Andrew was that he must have been a very humble man, a man without any jealousy, because the Lord did not choose him to be the first pope. He chose his brother. He could have said, "Lord, I was the first one you called. Why didn't you make me the pope? Why did you have to choose my brother, who was always saying the wrong things and doing the wrong things?" But it's a mystery, isn't it? But we see humility in Andrew, and we see a man without any envy or jealousy. Andrew would be called the public relations man of the apostles. He was the PR man because he's always introducing people to Jesus. He introduced his brother Peter to Jesus. And then there's two other interesting episodes. When the crowd was hungry, they had no food. Andrew was out there working the crowd, and he found a boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he brought the boy to Jesus and said, "We found somebody." And then the Lord worked the great miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fish because Andrew had been working the crowd. On another occasion, the Greeks came and wanted to see Jesus, so they went to Philip first because Philip spoke Greek. He was from the Greek-speaking region. But Philip didn't go directly to Jesus. He went to Andrew, and then Andrew talked to Jesus about these Gentiles, the Greeks that wanted to meet him. So it's a good scriptural basis for intercessory prayer. Yes, we can go to Jesus directly, but the Bible says that sometimes people went through Philip or through Andrew to go to Jesus. So, again, it's a good biblical evidence for the idea of having people intercede on our behalf to the Lord. Well, lastly, the relics of St. Andrew were taken to Constantinople in 357. And then they were taken to Amalfi. So if you go to Italy, St. Andrew is buried along the Amalfi coast, a beautiful, scary drive along the coast. So he is in the cathedral in Amalfi. You can pray at his tomb, have Mass said there at his tomb. So Andrew is in Italy. His skull was taken to Rome in 1462, but then his relics. Paul VI wanted to try to reconcile the Greek Orthodox Church with the Roman Catholic Church, so as a gesture of friendship, he gave some of the relics of St. Andrew to the Greek Orthodox Church in 1964, right during the Vatican Council. So Andrew is spread far and wide. He's a little bit in Rome, a little bit in Amalfi, a little bit in Greece, and a little bit right here at St. John's. So I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Andrew. And through the intercession of St. Andrew, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.